Welcome to Talk, a podcast dedicated to creatives breaking into the industry, presented by Brain Freeze. I'm your host, Dana Bulos. On episode 10, we talk with Lena Sun Park, artist and creative based in New York. I hope you enjoy the talk.
I'm an artist based in Brooklyn, New York, and I've just been working a lot with fabrics and sort of a vintage craft techniques lately as my medium.
I love it so much. I discovered your work like the beginning of quarantine, and it gave me such life. Like really, I just love the way you were cutting. Like, I mean, it went from fruits to like toilet paper to fabrics. It was so, it's so stunning. Your work is so breathtaking and just so unique. I had never seen like that type of like structural work before with like everyday kind of objects that I see them every day and I kind of am used to them. But when you shape them, it really gives them their own like life, if that makes sense. What are your inspirations?
A lot of it started first just because of my environment, and because of quarantine, I was spending a lot of time just indoors with all these crafts and supplies that I had kind of already had lying around. And I also like to work a lot with ephemeral things and things that don't last. So I like working with fruit or like edible things or things that aren't permanent. A lot of it was crafting books, supplies that I had around, and I just kind of rediscovered them during quarantine and kind of had a newfound interest in those things. And it was really fun to just explore and whatever while I was inside all day.
I love that it's all products that at one point could expire.
I think there's something about an art piece that is kind of fleeting that I find very beautiful. And also, a lot of the fabric that I work with, things that don't, so to speak, expire, I like to use kind of fabrics that I already have lying around, or like vintage clothes and things where I don't have to buy too many new supplies. So I feel like if there's something that is kind of ephemeral, I like the idea that it's not too permanent in the world or not contributing too much waste as well to the world. I've been working with fabrics and it's been making me think a lot about just like so much excess fabric that's out there and so many things that are being produced. So I do like that aspect of it as well.
I think that's really beautiful that you're really thinking about the future when you're creating. With that being said, what do you feel is like the future of art?
I think the future of art is changing so much with kind of digital platforms. And I feel like the future of art will mean different things for many different people, but I feel like whatever it ends up being, I think we'll start to see a lot of everyday objects being kind of elevated to a level of art, which I kind of feel like I'm starting to see now. I feel like people are spending so much time indoors and in their homes that they're wanting kind of more everyday objects to be more beautiful and more less everyday, but bringing sort of like a more poetry to everyday items.
When you're creating, is there something you put on in terms of music or like a mood when you're creating?
It depends on the day, but I feel like usually if there's a certain song I like to listen to that one song for the whole day because I feel like it keeps me in the same kind of headspace and mood and momentum throughout the whole time. I also like to listen to podcasts while I work as well. If I'm doing like a more very mechanical, like physical, like sewing task that day, I might listen to a podcast. But if I'm sketching ideas, I might listen to more like instrumental music or something.
When you first started doing all of this, were you working in any other fields that were the opposite of what you're interested in?
I feel like I've worked in mostly just fashion and art, ranging from a few different things, from retail to artist assisting, to also fashion illustration type of jobs here and there. And I feel like at the end of the day, I kind of just realized that I simply like creating just like simple things by myself rather than working for someone. I feel like those experiences were good to have and kind of taught me what I like and don't like.
A lot of people always ask about, like, how did you go into this field? And most of the time it is like trying out different things and what pays the bills. Yeah, I worked in retail for X amount of years, but it's not like my passion was to become a store owner. And when did you feel that you were like, okay, I think it's time to really take like what I want to be more seriously and kind of like pause on the side gigs?
I think it was starting shortly before quarantine. I was easing my full-time into a part-time to kind of concentrate more on my own work. And then once quarantine happened, it kind of really just pushed everything or any like a 5-year plan or whatever to kind of like expedited it to now. And I feel like because of quarantine, I wasn't able to go to my job. So I kind of just had to start doing everything I had kind of planned to do in the future. It was a very pedal to the metal time where you really just had to do what you wanted to do for many different reasons. I just had to do it also to cheer myself up during quarantine as well. It came at a helpful time though.
I mean, I can just tell, like, looking through your work, it brings so much joy for me. And I'm just looking at it from the screen, but like having those pieces, it gives you such like hope into like leaving my room at one day or just being able to create again and getting that inspiration from seeing it. But in terms of when you're creating, are there any influences that you have in terms of other artists or any other creatives that help you create your pieces?
I feel like more than other artists, I feel like a lot of things that I feel inspired from are poetry or like certain movies or more like visual. Or I feel like a lot of times I'm inspired by like a line in a poem that I really like, and I might try to make something like a physical manifestation of that. Or I might listen to a song and kind of feel like I want to make something with that mood. I mean, I love getting inspired from other artists. I feel like I don't want to do that too much because I don't want to be too influenced or have it be too derivative of things going on around me.
How do you control that? I mean, with like Instagram and everything around us, how do you control the things you're being like influenced by?
It's harder and harder to do, but I feel like it just gets more and more important with all the digital kind of media that we're kind of fed every day. I feel like for me, a lot of it is making sure that I give myself time to watch a few movies a month that I like, or read a few books, even if it's just poetry books or something that I feel like I can stay inspired and kind of feed that side that's not very like an Instagram or like Tumblr based inspiration. I also have to kind of give myself social media time out once in a while, even if it's just like a few days or something, to kind of keep myself grounded and not too pulled in every direction.
Yeah, do you have one of those timers? I definitely do. So.
I don't have one of the timers, but maybe I should look into it.
Yeah, it's really helpful, honestly. With the new phones, it just kind of tells you how much screen time you've been doing.
Yeah. Actually, I do have that.
Okay, yeah. How long is yours?
Mine's it's like 4 hours a day.
That's perfect. That's how much I have it too. It's the exact same. And I'm always trying to cut it to a bit lower, but it always ends up being 4 to 5. And I'm like, oh, well, I have to look at things. And it's something that is part of the job. It's especially when you work in a creative industry, it's like you have to kind of like reference a few imagery or like you said,
yeah.
And kind of like show the person you're collaborating or working with on what your examples really mean. So I get it. Speaking of social media, how do you feel like about Instagram in general?
I think Instagram, there's a lot of good that comes out of it as well as not so good, but I do feel like it's a great platform to kind of connect with like-minded people and be inspired by people who otherwise you may not have come across. And I think that it's kind of really great and beautiful in that way. And I feel like there's certain ways to work Instagram in a way to make it so that it's beneficial to you and not so draining or negative. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the bad part of it can be if you're just kind of stuck in this Instagram spiral. I've talked about this with friends before, but I feel like Instagram can really make people kind of depressed if they don't feel like they've been like making work lately and they're on it and they see just like a bunch of people posting content or work. And I just think it's important to take the good things from it and then not really overdo it with the other stuff.
It's interesting because some people just don't really realize like what's being posted online isn't really real. It's really interesting. It's like, I have certain friends that are like, yeah, I didn't do anything today, but posted like they're doing, you know, this project and that project. And it's only because finally they're allowed to post about the project. And so everybody's like, wow, you've been really busy this month. And that's definitely happened to me where I'm like, yeah, I've been really busy because all my projects finally came out. I shot this like 3 months ago or two months ago. So I totally understand about that. When you're working on a piece and you're still kind of figuring it all out, do you ever feel like the pressure of needing to post the progress of it? Or are you the type of artist that likes to post on like letting everybody know about this project you're working on once it's actually complete?
I just like to let people know once it's complete. And I've always sort of been that way. I feel like slowly maybe I'm kind of warming up to just sharing bits and bobs there before like a project comes out. But I feel like most of the time I work best if I'm just kind of really immersed in a project without kind of any outside opinions and then post it. Cause I feel like I like to share projects with friends and get opinions, but I feel like sometimes on Instagram, if you share a project, you can get like feedback from people, which is nice, but sometimes I just like to leave it to once it's completed and kind of more fleshed out to get feedback on it.
And are you working on anything special right now?
Well, I started a project called Petal Manor, and I've been making like fabric bags and pillows and things on it and stuffed animals. I've just been kind of working on that right now, like making things out of fabric. I kind of want to start making other things like non-fabric as well, but still kind of in the works right now.
Yeah, I actually took a look at it. I saw that you had that up and I love how you're putting it all together, like patch kind of work.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of that type of style and for clothing and shoes and, or I mean, mainly bags and clothes of the patchwork, especially like my bed sheets. There's something like so magical about having like little squares or whatever, if it, any other shape, but the fact that they're all like stitched together to make one, it always really fascinated me. How long does it take you to make a piece, like something that's a bit more intricate and complicated?
I feel like it takes me about 4 days or so to make a bag with a lot of patches. Or I just recently made a stuffed animal for someone and that kind of took a few weeks working on and off. The more I start getting familiar with certain things, because I had never made a stuffed animal before, I think it always gets like a little bit faster, but I feel like it's usually 3 to 4 days for most things.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I can't wait to see the stuffed animal. That's so adorable. Was it like a bear or what kind of stuffed animal was it?
It was a cat stuffed animal.
That's so cute. Another question I wanted to ask was, have you ever like had anyone doubt your work? And if so, how did you pass by that?
I went to grad school for this like interdisciplinary fashion program. And before that, I studied fine art. And I kind of went to that program like, very excited to make clothes and all these things. But I feel like once I got there, it wasn't as interdisciplinary as I thought it would be. And it was very much commercial like fashion program. And I feel like a lot of the work that I made during that time, I didn't really like. And I had to spend a few years like after that kind of trying to unlearn all the stuff from that program. Just because I had come from a fine art program, I feel like they pushed me to make more conceptual fashion, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a takeaway for me was kind of to just not really think too much about all the theory and concept too much behind like things I want to make and just like make things that I like, which I feel like for some reason is very kind of not encouraged in certain art programs. And I feel like that's kind of the most important thing for me is just really making things that you like and not thinking too much about having like a crazy theory or statement behind it.
Before like going into film, I was studying at the Fashion Institute in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. And that was just such a nightmare. I wanted to drop out like in my freshman year because I felt so unchallenged. I felt like they were teaching such a different curriculum for what I applied for. I was studying mm-hmm. communication, and it was just such basic, simple things. And you weren't really celebrated for creating something strange or bizarre. It needed to kind of fit within that style and that commercialized world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is, I 100% agree with you on that of like trying to like unlearn what you spent a couple of years learning. And it is one of those things where you have to like work on your own and kind of like rediscover the things that you like and really work on them and pursue them on your own without having the like work, the school discipline kind of what fits into their curriculum. What advice would you give somebody trying to enter the same field as you?
I feel like a lot of people just starting out or people trying to establish themselves kind of feel burdened by this perfectionism in their work. And I think the best thing to do is just, even if you don't, even if you're not 100% confident in your work, to just keep making it and not be discouraged if one day you make something and it's not exactly how you wanted it to be, and just keep working and making, and it'll just kind of, before you know it, you'll be kind of where you want to be.
Thank you so much, Lena, for being on Talk. Of course,
thank you.
Talk is presented by Brain Freeze, hosted by Dana Buos, produced by Vera Iwanoff and Indigo Media, edited by Sam Sobo, and music by Max Dandino Ferrer. See you next week for the next episode of Talk.